Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 20th of April. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein, and this is Weather Wisdom. What a beauty we have for you. It looks as though the prediction for the nice Tuesday is going to come to fruition. Lots of sunshine around the area, temperatures in the low to middle 70s, a little bit breezy out of the southwest today, and cooler for you folks on the Cape and the Islands, where it stays in the 60s. That sun angle getting very strong or very high, making a very strong sunshine. So to put in perspective, the sun today is about as strong as it would be around the 22nd or 21st of August. So think about yourselves going to the beach that time of the year. You'd put on a lot of sunscreen. If you didn't, you'd probably get burned. And the same thing can happen this time of the year. So it doesn't matter the temperature in terms of the strength of the sun. So if it were 90 degrees today or if it were 40 degrees today, the sun strength is still the same. So you just want to be real careful out there over the next few months with that strong sun angle. Now, we do have a weather system moving at us as we head for tomorrow. So after a partly cloudy and mild night tonight, temperatures down in the 40s, we'll see clouds increase tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. It'll be a little cooler with a southerly breeze and a little bit breezy as well. That southerly breeze pulling cooler air off Long Island Sound. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 60s, and then showers and couple of thunderstorms are fairly likely for tomorrow night. I don't think we're going to see a ton of rain, but I think all of us will see at least some rain. That system gets out of here for Thursday. It's breezy, mostly sunny, but really chilly, only in the 40s, and we're back down to the 30s Thursday night. So I think there could be some areas of frost on Friday morning, but for the most part, we should stay above the frost level. If it looks as though there's going to be a frost, say, inside of 495, closer to the city, they would issue a frost advisory. It won't be issued for you folks out, say, through Worcester County and points north, because we're still not past the date of the average final frost of spring. And since this is not atypical, we won't see a frost advisory issued for those areas. But in areas south of Boston, down towards, say, the Cape and the Islands, if it looks like there'll be a frost for Thursday night and Friday morning, that advisory would be issued. On Friday, speaking of Friday, mostly sunny skies. After that chilly start, temperatures get up near 60. And right now, Saturday looking absolutely beautiful, 65 to 70 with a light wind, a glorious day. We may see some showers for the second half of the weekend. But all in all, the best chance for showers right now does come for Wednesday night. Have a great morning, everyone.